Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Good morning. Happy Manic Monday. You are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth. Whoa. We've experienced a major weekend, have we not? Good and bad and in between. So, wow. First of all, let's just start off with a moment of silence and prayer for the United States, for the world, all countries, worldwide. Just a moment of silence to just pray for peace. Okay. We have a lot to be grateful for, don't we? Because if you all been watching the news, you know about how the tornadoes have affected the area that I am in the United States with the tornadoes. But then also, late last night, we received news that that United States military thumbs up to the president and U.S. military for defeating Bin Laden. So that's an enemy that we don't have to deal with anymore. I won't say much about that because I'm watching Morning Joe right now. They're doing a good report about it. Like many of you, I'm sure you were surprised. We believed that this day would come. And it did, but I'm sure many of you were surprised like I was when late night, Sunday night, because I was wondering, what is going on? What is the president getting to make a statement about? You know, I didn't know if it was something concerning the natural disasters or Libya or war related. I had no idea what he was going to speak up on. And so we soon found out before he spoke, because all the media told us exactly what happened. So when I awakened this morning, I found out he was buried at sea. So I assume they took pictures, but I'm sure pictures won't be broadcast on the national news like when Saddam was captured. And we saw those graphics weren't so good to look at. We want to know a lot, but do we really want to see everything? You know. I mean, there's a time and place to see certain things. But, yeah, so there's been so much going on, from good to bad. The royal wedding was fantastic. I love it. Congrats to the Dutch and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Princess Catherine Elizabeth. I mean, I could just watch that wedding ceremony over and over and over. If you all haven't already, visit the Royal Channel YouTube channel, the Royal Family YouTube channel, the Royal Channel. Yeah. I tweeted a video that I had sent to them because they wanted people to send videos to their, you know, to their guest book on YouTube before the end of their wedding day. So I haven't visited the channel because certain videos will be selected to be viewed on that channel. So I need to check out and see if my video was one that was chosen. Yeah, but that was something fun. People from all over the world just, you know, submitted videos congratulating the royal couple. So that was amazing. But, again, let's congratulate the president and U.S. military again concerning invading Bin Laden's compound and ending him, you know? So I guess a lot of us feel safer. I know I do. And I'm almost sure I'm not speaking just for myself. It's obvious from what I'm seeing on television. But, again, today's topic is about what's hot in prom season. But I want to do a little bit more small talk before we get into talking about what's hot this prom season, because there's so much going on in current affairs and what hot topics of today regarding sports, news, fashion, politics, everything. So try to do things in an orderly fashion instead of just, you know, rambling, jumping from one topic to the other. But the NBA semifinals are here. So I'm excited regarding especially Mavs in L.A., which the Mavs will play L.A. tonight at 7:30. Wednesday, they will play L.A. again on May the 4th at 7:30. Then there's another game scheduled for May the 6th on Friday. And there's another one. You can visit NBA.com, but then also you can visit the Los Angeles Lakers website. And obviously, you know, I visit Mavs.com for a lot of my information from concerning the Mavericks. And then also, you know, I receive emails from the Mavs regarding what's going on with them, because they're having an event today in Dallas. And also, you should visit their website and check out their new Mav gear. They have one t-shirt that's called BLA. It's awesome. But again, I have the schedules for, if you don't have a schedule in front of you, if you're a Mavs or LA fan, tonight, obviously, you know they're playing at 7:30. Then Wednesday on May the 4th, Friday, May the 6th, Sunday they're scheduled to play at 2:30, and they're scheduled to play again on May the 10th, on Tuesday. That is five games. Those are the first five games right there. So, and then on Friday night, remember, Mark Cuban returns on Shark Tank. This coming up Friday. So the same night that they're playing on May the 6th, you'll be able to see Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. But, wow, I guess I need to visit CBS and check out, because, you know, national news and worldwide news is important. And I had noticed on Twitter that some people that was watching Celeb Apprentice was wanting to know, didn't want to miss the end of Celebrity Apprentice. And I was watching, of course, one of my favorite shows, because I love all the CSI shows, but CSI Miami is my favorite out of all the CSI shows. So last night's show, it's like every Sunday, every show gets scarier and scarier. So, you know, the broadcasting was interrupted like 9:45. So I'm just curious about how that ends. So you can watch most shows at their network website. I know you can watch your CSI Miami full episodes at the website. But call in and talk and say something about just what you feel about what's going on regarding different things. Again, the topic today is prom season. Once again, what's hot this prom season? We have about 11 minutes, but can fit a lot in 11 minutes. Just like a basketball game or a football game, a lot can happen in just a matter of a few minutes or seconds. Right? Right. But, again, I've been a big boxing fan since I was a little girl. So I am very excited to watch the Pacquiao and the Mosley World Welterweight Championship fight coming up this Saturday on pay-per-view. And those of you that are going in person, have fun there. I'll be watching it on pay-per-view. I'm very excited. I watched a program Saturday, The Countdown, and it was awesome. on demand with Comcast. So you guys should check that out if you haven't. I've loved boxing since I was a little girl. My whole family, my mom, my eldest, my late brother who passed away from an aneurysm in 83. I mean, really, that was one of the last things he had done before his untimely death was watch a Thomas Hearns. I think it was Hagler and Hearns fight. Cause we've always been big into boxing. My mom, our man, Mike Tyson was hot. My mom, we never did miss a one of his fights. But I've always liked, you know, from lightweight to heavyweight, fighting and wrestling and martial arts and so on. But yeah, so I'm excited for that fight. And to be honest, I don't have a favorite because both of them are my favorites. Both of those guys are awesome. I have no idea which way it will go. I mean, because neither one of them play. Neither one of them take any you know what I mean? And then Manny, not only is he not called Pac-Man, but he's the fighting congressman. Because most of you probably know, but then you might not know. He's in politics. So he's a congressman in his native country. Yeah, he is. And Sugar Shane Mosley, I mean, wow. 3-time world championship wins. That's amazing. But when I was watching the program, and they interviewed, like, the promoter of Top Rank Boxing and the promoters, the owner and the CEO, and also they spoke with, trainers. A statement that the president, the CEO, Bob Arum, made that caught my attention was that they're doing their best, especially with this fight, to bring boxing back to the mainstream. You know what? I was beginning to think it was maybe me. Maybe I wasn't involved in watching and supporting boxing the way I had been in earlier years. I thought it was maybe me. Maybe I was out of touch and hadn't been, you know, keeping up with boxing the way I used to be. But he made a statement that with this fight, they're really trying to bring boxing back into the mainstream. And you know what? What really hurt boxing, in my opinion, is when Mike Tyson had spent those years away in confinement in the 90s. I think that really affected boxing, you know, because when he was just a beast in boxing, people that weren't even interested in boxing were interested in boxing. They were interested in the entertainment of boxing, you know, in the lights and glam and what's going on professionally and personally in not only Mike Tyson's life but other individuals from promoters to sponsors to everybody, what's going on in the world of boxing. So it feels good to hear that they want to bring that excitement back because, and then he said one way that they're doing that is by, you know, hooking up with Showtime and CBS. They wanted to get boxing back into the mainstream by it being exposed to everybody from people of different demographics, from people that that want to watch more boxing but maybe can't afford it, to people, to the high rollers. You know, want it to be available to everyone. And so he mentioned how CBS is helping with the promotions and the publicity and so on. And so, you know, how his exact word was, let's make boxing a major sport again. So I was thinking I was neglecting my love for boxing at one time, but apparently not. It's just not in the mainstream the way it used to be and should be. That is a very good a good sport. I mean, we send guys to the Olympics, you know. So my time is, we have 5 more minutes, so I just wanted to talk about that fight, and I can't believe the lockout. I won't even get into that because we only have a few minutes to talk about prom. But and I can't believe the lockout is in effect again. This is just unbelievable. And really the supporters and fans and friends and families and everybody else should come number one. I mean, we are the customers, regardless if it's watching it on TV or buying a T-shirt or actually going to the game, season ticket holders or whatever. So, and then the guys need to be working out. I mean, I was hoping it went in another direction. I mean, the things, the logistics that they're trying to work out, that's behind the closed doors of what they're working out. That's their legal, that's their business, what they're working out legally and contractually and dealing with the unions. If we care about what goes on both sides, but then we're in the middle, the supporters, the fans, the people who love the sport. So they really should speedily hurry up and come to a compromise, because it's unhealthy also for those guys not to be able to work out. And that's not a good look for the new draftees. And by the way, congratulations to the new draftees. I'm so glad that the New Orleans Saints. See, if you look at my tweets, I predicted that Mark Ingram would go to the Saints. In a way, I kind of thought that something might happen where Cam would go to the Cowboys, but he's good with the team that he's with, that first pick. I'm happy for him and for North Carolina. But I'm happy for everyone. Dallas made some good choices. And it seems like everybody's been a win-win situation concerning the draft. But then also, I mean, what about the free agents? What about the guys that will be traded? What about those guys? And then the need for the draftees to tour their new workplaces. And the guys need to get back on their healthy diets and work out. I mean, it's important for them to work out and exercise and get their bodies back in top shape for preseason. Preseason starts to begin in August, people. And then they should be beginning to be doing their self-imposed training. And those that are under contract to practice now with their bonuses, they should be practicing. Every player does not have a home gym. And then if they do have a home gym, everybody don't want to work. It's a different, they should be in their work environment to exercise. That's just what I'm saying, you know, it's concerning their health. Their workouts and practices are like dress rehearsals. And some of you all who go to practices more than I, because I only went to, I mean, as a little girl, I used to check out the Cowboys when I was in the team, spent a lot of time in Dallas going to the gym. But then also, from 2006 to 2008, the Saints practiced here. So I religiously went to practice in 2007, 2008. And I was amazed by when I actually watched the games, how exactly what they practiced is what they played at the game. So practices are just like our dress rehearsals. So it's important for those guys to be able to work out and practice, or they can seriously get injured and really be out for the season when a season does begin. So I just want to say that. But we only have one more minute, and I want to talk about prom season. I've tweeted pictures of me at my prom in 85 and 86 Saturday, and on my Facebook page, there's a picture of me at my proms. I love prom season. It's a fun time of year. There are some awesome websites that you all can visit, and I tweeted some info earlier this morning. I'll schedule another show about the prom because we only have one more minute. But there's an awesome prom site called promgirl.net. Awesome fashions at that website. And then also, let's see. Yeah, there's awesome. I'm looking at my because I have had my There are websites that you can visit called Bella Boutique, B-E-L-L-A Boutique, to look at awesome prom dresses. And then also, etiquette is very important when it comes to dating, and especially when you're going on the prom. So if you need to freshen up on your etiquette, Google etiquette tips so you can know the do's and don'ts of being a lady or a gentleman on your date to the prom, before and after, and how you greet and talk with parents of your date or whomever is wishing you all farewell and a good time. There are do's and don'ts to actually going on a prom date. Even if you're going solo, if you're going with a group of friends, there are do's and don'ts to how you behave in good manners on a prom date. So what's up in Jackson? We've been having pretty good weather. I think it's supposed to rain today. Hopefully it won't be bad tornadic weather. But again, visit promgirl.net/prom-dresses-2011. I love the dresses at that website. And then Teen Vogue, teenvogue.com/prom-2011-guide. That's an awesome prom guide at that site. But you should have fun at your prom. If you're solo, if you're going on a date, if you're going with a group, just have fun. And you know the different department stores and specialty stores love prom season. So don't hesitate to seek out a salesperson who is really into the prom and advising you and directing you in the right direction. Okay, well, have a blessed day, and I will talk with you all on the next show is scheduled for Thursday concerning Mother's Day, about why is Mother's Day so special to you and to us. But then also Wednesday is when I will schedule the special Culture Shock Entertainment Report show regarding the royal wedding. And so the newlyweds aren't going on a big honeymoon yet. You know, they spend a private weekend together, but they're going on honeymoon later on. It would be awesome if they would include America in their, you know, in their honeymoon plans, wouldn't it? Would it not? Okay, well, you guys have a wonderful week, and God bless you and yours. Love you much. And you can contact me at my profile, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURE, Shock, SHOKENT-Beth. Thank you, and God bless.